Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tuned in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those that's on the phone line, those that's on maybe listening to by radio, Blog Talk Radio, those that may be listening on the internet or any other platform. We want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to say hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And want to let y'all know that faith on the line is simply a line for faith and encouragement and prayer. And when we deal with prayer, when we deal with pray for it, all situations, all issues, and we thank and praise God that you also can call in to be praying for, you also can be encouraged. But I want to let you all know that this thing for the theme verse on Faith on the Line tonight, it comes from Hebrews 11 and 1. For the word of God tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Say it again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Say it again one more time for the Holy Spirit. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank God for that passage of scripture on tonight, because that simply let me know you have to have faith in your walk with Christ. You got to believe. You got to not keep away all doubt spirit. We got to trust God. Now faith. And I thank and praise God. There's another passage of scripture say, we walk by faith and not by sight, according to Romans 10 and 17. And I want to let you all know that all you need is just a little belief. That's all that is. All you need is just a little faith. But I used to hear a songwriter say, just a little more faith, that's all you need. That's all you need, just a little more faith. God wants us to have faith, and I want to thank and praise God on tonight for faith. Boy, faith is what's keeping me every day. Faith what took me through all kind of situations. Faith is what caused my healing. Faith what caused my strength. Faith will cause your breakthrough. And faith will cause you to walk through situations that you never thought that you can walk through. Faith will cause you to get up and begin again. Thank God. I want to let somebody know you got to get up and begin again. You got to. Faith will cause you to walk into your new season. Faith will cause you to walk into your now season. And faith will cause you to trust God for that healing that's already done. Faith will cause you to walk into a place of where you've been applying for a job and the door is already open for you. That's faith. So let's begin to pray on tonight. Whatever your situation may be, whatever you may be going through with, whatever the enemy may be brought to you this week or today or the next hour or the next minute or second of the day, we want to go before the throne on tonight, and we want to give God what's due to him. We want to give him praise. We want to thank him for what he's doing. We want to thank him for what's already done. The word of God tells us we are to thank him. Thank him in every circumstance. So that let me know if he want us to thank him in every circumstance, that means in everything, give him thanks. But even when you feel like you seem like it's not going to work for your good, but it is going to work. So let's begin to pray and trust God on tonight. And I thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And I pray that God will do just what you are believing him to do. But we have to trust him and not doubt him. And I thank and praise God. And not only that, I'm ministering to you all, I'm ministering to myself too, because it started with me first. The word of God say charity start home, and it spread abroad. So it's going to hit here first, and then God take it, and he send that word and let it do what it's supposed to do, according to Isaiah 55 and 11. So now let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. We want to thank you, God, for your goodness. We want to thank you, Father, for your mercy. We want to thank you, God, for your kindness. We want to thank you, God, for grace. Lord, your word say it was your grace and mercy, God, that's carried us through today. And first of all, God, we want to announce some things to you. Father God, we ask in your name, God, that you will forgive us, Lord God, on today. Father God, according to Psalms 51 and verse 7, Lord, your word say purify us, Father, with his wash us, Lord, that we may be whiter than snow. Cleanse us from the things, God, that we sin against thee. Lord, cleanse us from any iniquity, any transgression, anything, God, that we bring before you that's not of you. Father, if we have thought anything, if we have misjudged our sister, our brother, Father, if we have even wronged somebody, Lord, with our tongue, if we haven't even, Lord God, have not forgiven our sister, but Lord, you forgive us on tonight, Holy Spirit, that we will be clean from these things, that we will be set free from these things. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord. Lord, I thank you because you're a good God. Father, I ask that you will create all of us a clean heart, oh God. Father, I ask that you will renew us that right spirit, God. Father, I ask that you will, Lord God, cause us to submit ourselves unto you. And your word say you will draw to us, God. Father God, I ask in your name, Jesus, that you will, Lord, teach us how to walk. Teach us how to walk in your truth. Teach us how to love and honor and obey you, God. Teach us, Father God, how to see people where they at, God, like you see people where they at. Teach us how to bless those that curse us. Teach us, God, how to pray for those that spitefully misuse us, God. And, Father, I thank you on tonight, right now. Father, I ask that you look upon that my sister or my brother that may be dealing with, Lord God, illness in their body. They may be dealing with sickness. They may be dealing with pain. They may be dealing with distress, God. They may be dealing with mental and physical issues. Father, I come before you tonight, God, right now, because your word say, God, in Psalms, your word tell us, Father God, in Psalms 103 and verse 1 and 2. Lord, your word tell us that you deliver us and you heal from all our, you heal us from all of our sickness and our diseases. And God, you deliver us from every iniquity and transgression. Father, I ask that you heal them from whatever the situation may be. Lord God, I ask that you would touch their bodies and raise them up, God, in the way that they should be. Because your word already told us, God, in Isaiah 53 and 5, that you was wounded for our transgression. Put your name on it. You was wounded for Stacy. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for Stacy's iniquity. And with Natasha, with the transgression of Natasha, God, our bodies are healed. Begin to put your name on what you, when you're going to call out to God for your healing. Begin to put your name in the scripture that God already done just what he say he's going to do. Father, I thank you for touching our lives, God. Somebody may be dealing with a financial difficulty, Lord. Lord, according to Malachi 3:9, God. For Lord, your word tell us, God, that, Lord God, you told us, God, to pay ye all tithes, Lord. That's Malachi 3:10. And bring it in your storehouse, God. And Lord, you say it will be meat in your house, God. Lord, you said that you will rebuke the devourers for our sake. If we pay tithes and offerings, if we give ourselves to you, God, if we trust you, God, if we ask, Lord God, to do what you say, do obey you, God. Father, you say you will rebuke any kind of financial difficulty. You will rebuke any kind of devourer that come up against our home, that come up against our finance, that come up against our children, that come up against our jobs, that come up against our home. Lord, just touch right now. Begin to open up the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings that they don't have room to receive, Father. Father, somebody dealing with God, they're looking for direction, Father. Somebody need a place to stay. Somebody don't have a way to where they need to go. Father, your word says that you will give give us houses, and you will give us houses that we didn't build. You will give us land that we didn't even pay for. Begin to direct them to that house, God. Begin to direct them to that place that's, Lord God, that's for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you on tonight. Somebody looking, Lord God, somebody seeking you, God. Somebody seeking you for help, God, in their marriage, God. Lord, I speak over every husband. I pray over every wife, Father, according to your word, God. I decree and declare, Father God, Ephesians 5:25 over their lives. Husband, obey. Husband, love your wife as Christ do the church, God. Father, I begin to speak over the wives, Lord. Wife, begin to submit yourself unto the Lord, unto your husband as unto the Lord. See, the Lord's name is in it because you got to be given all to God. You got to live for him that he would do for you in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord God, John, that you, your word says that you join together. Let no man put us under. You touch every marriage. You touch every married couple. You touch them right now, God. Whatever the situation is, you begin to work it out. Bring peace in it. Whatever the addiction of the idiots, whatever the addiction, Lord, whatever the Lord God, whatever been spoken over their life, we come against every stronghold that the enemy put before that marriage. We speak, we come against every soul-tied spirit that's been tied to that husband, that's been tied to that wife. We come against that thing now, God, and we curse it to the root. We come against every, Lord God, generation curse that came from the husband and the wife, father's DNA as well as the mother's DNA, that they will be cast down, God, and thrown into the sea, God. Lord, we ask that you will begin to, God, with every word curse that's been spoken over them, every, Lord God, witchcraft that's been spoken over them, begin to heal them to deliver right now, God. Lord, every anger issue, every, Lord, tempering, every, Lord God, rebellious, God. Lord, every verbal abuse, physical abuse, God. Lord God, we ask that you change. Bring peace in the midst of it all, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, look upon that mom, that dad that lost that loved one, that auntie, that uncle, that niece, that brother, that nephew, that, Lord, that grandmother, grandfather. Somebody, Lord God, needs you, God, because they don't know which way to turn. Lord, they can't rest at night, God. Begin to bring peace to their heart. Begin to wipe the tears from their eyes according to Psalms 30:5, God. For you say weeping may endure for a night, but your joy will come to them. Bring joy to those that are still hurting. Bring joy to those that are still grieving. Bring joy to those that are still looking for their loved one, God, and cause them to come home safely. Lord, those that loved ones been, Lord God, been murdered or been killed, or however, Lord, seek justice for them, God, that they will begin to have a peace and a closure. Lord, give them a forgiving heart, God, to forgive those that trespass them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray over business, God, that you begin to bless the business, God. Bless the financial, God. Bless whatever it needs, God. Bless the business, Lord. Somebody's business needs to be blessed. Somebody, Lord, look on churches, God. Somebody, Lord, dealing with church hurt. You begin to bring peace to them. Strengthen them, God. Somebody needs to let it go. Somebody needs to get out of what the enemy that attached you to it, and it's not of God. Get out of it and ask the Lord to take you, to direct you, and to lead you in the right spiritual place. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Lord, somebody, they need you. They calling on you. They don't backslide. And they thinking you don't forgot about them. And they think, God, that they feel, Lord, they don't win, and they don't turn slips, and they done did all kind of things, and they want to come back to you, God. Begin to receive them back as your Lord. The Lord will receive you back as his Lord and Savior. Teach them how to come to you. Teach them how to repent. Father, somebody will lay awake at night, cry all night long. Lord God, the tears are wet. The pillow is wet with tears. Because, God, they don't know how they're going to make it. They don't know how the next bill going to be paid, how the next meal coming. You begin to feed them, Jesus. But you said in your word, God, you never seen the righteous forsake. Lord, your seed being bread. Lord, they don't have to beg for no bread. Lord, teach them. Give them strength. Lord, I thank you for all of those that join in on tonight. And even the one that's going to listen to the replay. And Lord, I thank you for being good and watch over us and protect us throughout today. And Father, I give your name glory on tonight. And I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for listening to us. Because your ears are listening to the righteous. Thank you, Father. You say you love those that love you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to become. Help us to become one. One in the Spirit. One in the Spirit. Lord, I pray over those that you have ministered over their life. And they're not walking in their calling. For whatever reason, that they will begin to, Lord, open their heart, open their eyes, that they will begin to walk in what you send them through. What they're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're supposed to sing. Maybe you're supposed to pray, be a prayer warrior, pray. Maybe you're supposed to preach. Somebody maybe need to teach. But make sure that you know it's God and know it's your calling. Lord, I thank you on tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, I give you glory and honor tonight. Before I turn it over to Prophet Stacy, I want to let you all know, too, thanks for being on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to let you all know, too, to have a blessed and prosperous weekend. Be careful out there in this wicked world, and be watchful. Always watch your surroundings, and be prayerful. Prayerful all the time. So much is going on around us. The Bible tells us to watch as well as pray. Until next Friday, same place, same time. And Faith on the Line again. We'll see y'all. Until next time, till we meet again. I turn it back over to Prophetess Stacy. God bless you all tonight. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Good night.